Hi, my name is Alon Shai of Shai Restaurant in New Orleans, and you're listening to Sip and Chew from Mike and Stu.
Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because chew rhymes with stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
What are you doing, Stu?
A little Facebook Live. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Well, good morning, folks. Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show on 106.5.
FM. Not amino what is it?
Amplitude modulation and frequency modulation.
Oh, okay.
And that's the only difference.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, whatever y'all say.
That's it.
So, anyway, welcome to the Sip and Chew Show.
That's us.
And Stu is doing some little bit of live stuff here. I know it's probably making people dizzy. So, you're going to come over and sit by me?
Yeah.
Don't get fresh now. Yeah. Just because mics are hot.
Are you televising the pictures of this?
Televising. How 20th century of you, Charlie?
Well, I'm 20th century kind of guy.
He keeps eating at Fern Lobby restaurants.
Bet you couldn't wait for that Bojangles to open, could you?
Which Bojangles?
The new Bojangles.
I didn't even hear about
the fried chicken one.
Poor man's Popeyes, it's the exact same price as Popeyes, just not as good.
And speaking of that, they tore down our Checkers in Tillman's Corner.
Oh, no.
Life goes on, Charlie.
No. Oh, I know. But
guess what else they've tore down?
There was a crowd of people just observing a moment of silence.
Right over here. Behind
12 customers.
Right over here behind this new sports bar. Whatever it's called, they've torn that whole shopping center down. Have you seen that?
Thank goodness.
Yeah, the one that was never being successful.
Well, yeah. It was a great movie drive-in. Not drive-in, but great movie theater at one time back there.
Really?
Yeah, there was a movie theater.
Yeah,
that's
there
where
actually
Jaws
was.
Jaws played for over a year there.
And then it turned into a meat market nightclub, I think.
Several nightclubs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And none of them good.
Yeah.
None of them are ever good.
Yeah.
But anywho, I've heard that they've got this Bojangles. They've got blueberry biscuits. Is
maybe,
that right?
Maybe. I don't know. I've
got to try
that. Because I'd heard people raving about the Cajun fried chicken biscuit,
mm-hmm.
which is something that, I have said many times, Popeyes should open for breakfast.
They used to.
And just sell that.
They used to.
Because that's all you need. The Bojangles one is fine. They need to take the word Cajun off of and spicy off of it because – it's nothing. And it's a much bigger portion than you would get at, say, Chick-fil-A across mm-hmm. the street. But there's a noticeable downgrade in the quality. It's not good. It's not bad. It's not terrible like a Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
But it's – and especially for the money, you're better off going to Popeyes.
Popeyes used to have breakfast. Because they had
breakfast.
They had what was called a pocket of chicken. And what it was a pita pocket with a spicy chicken, a boneless chicken.
And a horseradish sauce.
Well, they had that. Yeah. It was their Mardi Gras sauce.
Oh, my God.
I love horseradish.
Oh, my God. That sandwich, that breakfast was so good.
But they quit doing it like 25, 30 years ago.
I know it was so good. I still crave it.
I remember we used to drive from Sims all the way to the lone Popeyes at Airport and McGregor
mm-hmm.
just to get the chicken in a pocket. We love that chicken in a pocket.
And it was good on biscuits, too.
Biscuits.
They did it in a biscuit, too. So
do that Mardi Gras mustard sauce. So.
I want you guys to hold back your envy now about what I'm going to tell you.
Oh, boy.
Friday morning, I had the opportunity to eat breakfast in the cafeteria at Providence Hospital.
Yeah? How was that?
It was there.
It was there, yeah. Better than Mobile
Better
Infirmary.
Than it used to be years
Better
ago.
Better than Mobile Infirmary because that was wretched. At least what they served us in the rooms. The stuff they had in the cafeteria at Mobile Infirmary
totally
was
different,
good.
Yeah.
And when I got to the point where I was cleared from that, I either got a burger or a hot dog every meal because the
you
stuff
had
they
people
me.
Smuggling food in?
No. The nutritionist, once they got to a certain point, they would allow me that. And I'm like, bring me something from the grill because the stuff you're bringing me in the room is unedible.
Well, but you were in such a state at one point that you had to be careful what you ate.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
But
it could have at least tasted good.
I mean, the breakfast was okay.
Yeah.
Nothing to write home about.
Yeah. And I tried another new place, Michael.
Where did you try?
One you've been talking about, but probably haven't been to. You talked about, I went by Cheese Cottage today. Didn't know you'd never been. You just went by it. Mm-hmm. So I figured the same with Poke Luau. You've just gone by it.
I've been to Poke Luau.
It's fantastic.
It is.
It's really good.
Poke mm-hmm. Luau.
The Hawaiian place right up here at in Pine Brook we were talking about last week.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
Terrific. And, you know, everything that was on their design bowls had at least two things in it that Heather doesn't like really doesn't like.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the customize your own bowl or burrito section.
Yeah.
I know her taste about as well as I know my own at this point. So I get online, I look at it, I make myself little notes on my cell phone. I walk in the door, they got the little sheet where you walk over and write exactly what you want on your bowl or burrito. You circle the stuff that you want and you just hand it to them. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You can blame no one for the mistake but yourself.
But yourself.
Yeah. But it allowed me to design a bowl with stuff I knew she would like, leave out the stuff I knew she didn't care for, and it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? A steak and rice bowl with pineapple salsa. You're okay with that, right?
That sounds almost like what I had.
Mango.
Ooh, yeah.
And kiwi.
It's getting with better the all the
she
time.
Goes, I would have never thought kiwi and steak together. I said, take a bite. She went, I can never eat steak without kiwi again. And it was fantastic. And, you know, I just got, you know, their shoyu tuna bowl,
mm-hmm.
which is raw. Y'all quit freaking out. It's supposed to be it's tuna. You don't cook tuna. That's wrong. But it was delicious. It was
well, some people have to have it a little seared on each side, you know.
Yeah, and that's not bad. But for this thing, you've got a marinade going on that's going to kill any bacteria
yeah.
that might have been on the surface. And that is the only way place bacteria live, folks, is on the surface of meat.
And they have eel ink.
No, eel sauce.
Eel sauce.
But which has no eel ink. In it at all. It's just called that. It's soy.
More of a soy sauce.
Yeah, it's soy sauce.
No,
and another thing they have on their
really
menu.
It's not really ink.
Is spam. But
spam!
I didn't try it this time. But next time I go back, I'm getting spam.
I want to do spam.
Yeah. Spam, 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 spam,
we
spam.
We need to bring
spam,
a grill
spam,
in
spam.
Here and do some spam some Sunday morning.
Yeah. Yep. So what you looking for? Your phone? There it is right there.
Oh, yeah. We're doing live. Hello.
Can't do a radio show.
How quickly he forgets. How quickly he forgets.
Are you
I didn't
on
do
Facebook
anything.
Right now?
Huh? Yeah, doing a Facebook live now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody can hear us.
I didn't do anything
Hey, why don't you
special.
Pull up your phone and look at that Facebook live that's going on a Sip and Chew.
We can look at each other.
Facebook
okay.
page right now.
Let's yeah. see what's going on here.
Yeah, if it's kind of embarrassing, we'll just turn it off.
Well, hold your camera in front of his camera, and y'all just get a look. Well,
that's
going.
It. We'll do a Facebook Live at the front of Mike's 1930s phone here.
Let's see if
where
it
did
says.
You, where did you still buy a flip phone, Mike?
There we are.
Hey, look at us. There I am. Now I'm in the shot.
You're not in the picture.
I'm not in the picture at all.
Hand me your phone, Mike. I want to see what you look like.
Oh, no, you don't.
You want to see what I look like, Charlie? Look at me.
Yeah, but now you're not yeah. really moving.
Well, so I guess you noticed I was on the Studio 10 the other day.
You need
huh?
to turn the
no,
sound
you didn't
down
tell anybody. You didn't tell me.
Yeah.
You need to turn the sound
turn
down.
Off.
That's, there you go.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Okay. Anyway.
Mute your phone, Mike.
You didn't tell me.
Yeah, well.
You didn't yeah. tell me you were on there. I
talk,
may have
talk
watched
the World
it,
Food
but actually I had to go somewhere. So.
Yeah, you had things to do.
Had things
people
to do.
To visit, yeah. Mm-hmm. Taught the World Food Championship.
Yeah.
Taught a little Bo Jackson coming down here for a burger throwdown.
Okay.
Yeah. That's and? All I'm interested in. Bo Jackson.
That's enough. That's enough, isn't
yeah.
it? Won't that fill your conscious world?
Yeah. But it's good hanging out with Joe and Chastity and the folks.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a couple of months since I was on there. It was a fine time had by
used
all
to be on there a lot, long time ago.
Yeah, well, you know, then I died, sort of.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, for a while. I was a little dead for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Yeah. I get back on every now and then.
You do. I've seen the other times you've been on there. But yeah. What is that? That's a newspaper?
Yeah.
God, I hadn't seen one of those, and I don't know when.
Well, that's because they serve no purpose in modern America.
Well,
except
well, people
to
still
drain
have,
your fried food on.
Well, there you go.
People still have
when you fry
cages.
Your fish, you can throw it on there.
Isn't that what I just said?
Yeah.
It's exactly
it's great for fried fish.
And bird cages.
And when you fry the bird.
Mullet.
And what?
rapping mullet.
Oh, yeah. Well, mm-hmm.
Mullets don't rap, but some of them do a lounge act.
That's right.
But they don't really rap. 343-0106. We're going to stop the Facebook Live now. So you only got one segment.
Somebody
catch
call
on the Facebook page.
Call in
break
and save
this stuff
us.
Up. Somebody, you did a shout out. Somebody
give them a number.
343-0106.
I thought I just did that.
Did you?
I don't know. We weren't paying attention.
Neither I just did I. It.
Just know everything's doing fine down here in Lunch Lady Land.
Oh! Well, I wear this net on my head, 'cause my red hair is falling out. I wear these brown orthopedic shoes, 'cause I got a bad case of the gout. I know you want seconds on the corn dogs, but there's no reason to shout. Everybody gets enough food down here in Lunch Lady Land.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along. With free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life. It's a part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one is going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one will give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go. Because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app in your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the Next Radio app today. Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go.
Be visible, be seen, be at Business Expo, Mobile's largest business-to-business trade show. 200-plus exhibitors, giveaways, food samples, and more. Join the Mobile Area Chamber and FM Talk 106.5 on Thursday, August 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mobile Convention Center. Come by the chamber at 451 Government Street for a free pass or pay $5 at the door with your business card. Hope to see you August 23rd at Business Expo.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has sought enlightenment, yearned to know if the earth was round, how fire worked, and why apples fell to the ground. The cave house and quill pen are gone, replaced by three-bedroom homes and cell phones, but we're still curious. That's why a great local newspaper is so important. Lanyap Weekly is the Mobile Area's newspaper, with the stories nobody has the guts or knowledge to report. Lanyap gets to the bottom of things, providing top-notch journalism every great city deserves. No simple one-inch deep stories here, plus we're locally owned too. 30,000 papers, more than 1,200 distribution locations, and an increased circulation this year to reach even more readers in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Lanyap, the paper that breaks the big stories with tough, thorough reporting, plus the area's best commentary, cuisine, arts, sports, and business coverage. Pick up your copy at grocery stores, businesses, drugstores, in our iconic hideous pink or regal purple boxes. In the mail for just $1 a week and online at lanyapmobile.com. Lanyap, something extra for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now, back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, this is Patty from The Warehouse, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
I've been following her with her posts of her pictures of her son playing football. Mm-hmm. He's gonna be a good lineman, I think. Mm-hmm. He looks like a lineman.
Yeah, I think he usually plays guard, mm-hmm. and he is a bulldozer of a guard.
He looks like it.
Yeah.
Got that low center of gravity, and he's wide.
Well, and we've mentioned before that his uncle was, I think, the 8th strongest man in the world,
oh.
something like that, competed in the Olympics recently. And, you know what keeps him going.
All the bakery stuff.
All them donuts.
Patty cakes.
Yeah.
Them patty cakes are good, son.
Uh-huh. Yep. Well, I finally finished off those those ladybug cupcakes. They were delicious.
And they were so cute.
Yeah.
I really want to know where she got the little eyes and the beads.
You can buy that. Yeah. You can buy that stuff.
Yeah, you probably get it at Walmart.
You think?
Yeah, there's a section at the larger Walmarts for catering and decorating, stuff like that. You can probably find them.
I think they have a lot of the
grocery stores,
probably Publix, probably Rouse's.
When was the last time you bought cake decorating equipment, Charlie?
Probably never.
Yeah. That's where it is.
Yeah.
And it, yeah, it's all
no,
just...
I think we had some kind of little squeeze bags or something.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
it's just so much easier to go buy a cake.
My mother was a cake decorator a long, long time ago. She worked at Prince's Bakery in Pritchard when we lived in Pritchard and at Pullman's at one point.
Wow.
But she could do azaleas. Boy, those things were beautiful. Mm. She could do anything.
Yeah. I've done a rose.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Just... a rose and some palm trees. Yeah, I took a little class at one of the adult continuing education things. Actually, some lady friends of mine wanted to learn cake decorating. Said, would you be interested? And I went, well, it certainly wouldn't hurt my repertoire, would it? Everybody hated me.
Now, knitting would. Now, if you took knitting, that would hurt your repertoire.
I got no interest in that.
I can't see. I couldn't see you doing that anyway.
I'll knit, but I got to pick afterwards. Immediately afterwards.
Ah, okay, okay. So I haven't been anywhere interesting this week at all.
Really?
I've been kind of keeping the Chinese buffets in business this week, but I do admire and I do appreciate the buffets that do just steam vegetables and don't have all the sauce all over them and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't appreciate that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I just like the steamed vegetables. My favorite thing is the mushrooms in eel sauce. It's just mushroom caps that are cooked just enough. And I don't care for Chinese buffets because there's no Chinese food at them at all. That is all American.
No, if they serve pizza at some like the ones I go to, they serve pizza. But I do.
Egg Foo Young is American food. They don't serve that in China.
But they got. Two places I do go to when I'm in a hurry and I got to get in.
Chicken
Chow
Mein is not Chinese food.
They've got each of them have like 11 different versions of shrimp, and that's what I do.
Really? You ask them where their shrimp comes from?
No, I don't.
Because I guarantee
I ain't got time, and I don't speak Chinese. So
I guarantee you, it's not coming from the Gulf.
Well, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yeah, it is.
Enjoy
your third eyeball, sir. And remember to tell all those fine fishermen the next time you're in Balabatri that you go to the Chinese buffets and don't care where the shrimp comes from.
I do care where the shrimp comes from.
But you eat it
when I'm in a hurry.
That's right.
When I'm in a hurry,
I'll pull a Charlie.
Yeah. I'll pull a Charlie.
Yeah, you Red Lobster your way through it, don't you?
God, I hadn't eaten there in 30 years.
Oh, yeah, you have. You just said you ate at a Chinese restaurant.
That's not the same thing. No, it's not.
You're right. It's not quite as good. Oh, the decor is different. You're embarrassing me,
but Mark. They do have good soft serve ice cream. What?
So does Dairy Queen.
They don't serve. They don't serve 11 different versions of shrimp either.
Neither do the Chinese restaurants.
They serve 11 different versions of cancer.
Yeah,
got to go all over town to find.
That's why I get the
DQ.
That's why I get the steamed vegetables.
Yeah, just get those and stay.
I'll get the cabbage with the shrimp.
Get the chicken, get the beef, get the pork. But seriously, you should stay away from the shrimp at those things. It is horrible.
I'll keep that under advisement.
Enjoy your aplastic anemia, which is a very fatal form of anemia that is caused by imported shrimp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is those shrimp are a serious.
I'll ask next time I'm in there.
I can tell you what they're going to tell you. They're going to don't ask where did these shrimp come from the Gulf. Go, where did you get your shrimp? Because if you say did you get these shrimp from the Gulf, the answer will be yes, whether they did or not. It is a cultural difference.
It's how I ask the question, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Where do your shrimp come from?
Okay, I'll do that.
And it'll probably be Cisco or U.S. Foods. Yeah.
I'm sure that's what it'll be.
Have you seen a proudly serving Gulf seafood sticker on any of these restaurants?
Hmm.
No, I didn't think so.
David says,
"What's he say?
Bay of Tonkin, the Gulf of Tonkin,
the Gulf of Tonkin."
Yeah, from the Gulf of Tonkin.
So we had a caller call in a few months ago with a wonderful suggestion.
Yeah.
That we should make buttons or shirts or something with our logo on it that says, "You can't sway me."
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're in the works.
Ooh.
They're pretty close.
You can't sway me?
Yep. All these restaurants that want to serve sway, no matter what name they peddle it under, Pangasia, Catfish. It was originally called Catfish. But it's garbage. It's from the Mekong Delta, the most polluted body of water in the world, and every single ounce of it is toxic. And it's the one, Charlie, that I say every seafood restaurant on the Gulf Coast, if it's on the menu, they should have to take all their Gulf seafood out.
If it's toxic, though, why hasn't the health department shut them down?
Because here is the problem with Asian imported seafood. It's not inspected. They don't inspect imported seafood. It's all toxic. If they import it, they throw it all out. But Monsanto, this huge chemical company, makes all the chemicals that go into all of these seafood farms that make it so that it's alive, but it's not edible.
Oh, and now
and they pay to make sure the government does it.
As a matter of fact,
under George W. Bush, 2% of imported seafood was inspected. Under President Obama, it went down to 1%, and none of it is inspected by the USDA or the FDA. It's inspected by the U.S. Commerce Department, the people that make brochures that say, "Bring your convention to America."
Mm-hmm.
That is the problem with the seafood that's coming in from Asia. It's not inspected.
I watched.
Because none of it would pass.
I watched a PBS show last night, and it was about seafood farms overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did.
It is horrific because they have no regulations.
They were raising cobia. They had cages.
In a farm.
They had farm-raised cobias, and it was a pretty neat setup how they had it.
Not all aqua farming is bad, but in Asia it is because there's no regulations. They've done some wonderful things in Europe. Here in the U.S., you know, we talked about it up in Demopolis. They do have a wonderful shrimp, saltwater, organic program going up there, aqua farming. The oysters we have down here, Point of Pins and all of that, that's all aqua farming, but it's done correctly.
Yeah.
The stuff in Asia is not done
correctly. Well, the thing that they were doing, the thing they were showing last night on TV is to keep the fish off the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Do not let them get off the bottom. And they keep them up where the water's always flowing. And they do clear. They do it 8 miles off the coast where there's a fast stream of ocean water flowing.
Aren't catfish bottom feeders?
Yeah, American catfish, yeah. They're not talking about aqua farming that, are they? He's talking about cobia.
This is cobia.
No. Yeah, which is an open water fish. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you the shocker for me this week was
pellets.
Yeah.
Now you got to be careful about eating Lucky Charms because of the fertilizer that they're putting on grains. Mm-hmm.
Do you eat Lucky Charms?
I used to.
Do you feel lucky?
No. I used to.
They used to shape everything. Now they're all just the same shape.
And there's a guy from Mobile, Alabama, that
sitting in this room right here.
Well, no, he used to be. Yeah, he was at one time the voice of the leprechaun on Lucky Charm commercials. Long time ago.
That's what we have to be
long,
proud of.
Long time ago. So.
You want me to bring him on?
No.
Aren't
we going up against a break here in a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's supposed to be calling at 8:30, which 8:30. He is. But
okay. Well,
we'll bring him early than late.
How much time do we have in this segment, Charlie?
Hold on, David. I'll put you back on hold. I can figure it out. You got 25 seconds.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah. And that is the crux of the problem with the imported seafood is it's not inspected at all.
Yeah.
For anything. There's no – it could have 100% mercury in it.
How do you change that?
You write your senators, your congressmen, and tell them imported. You stop buying imported seafood right there. That's what you do. You don't buy it anymore. 343-0106.
Give us a call or text us. When we come back, we got David Calametti coming up talking about the World Food Championship.
And Bo Jackson. Warrior.
Cowpokes come from a near and far. When you throw a few ribeyes on the farm, Roberta Duran ain't two before a fight, cause it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty life. Eat steak, eat a big old steer.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams. Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with scattered to numerous thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Aunt Belle, you really didn't need to meet me at the bus stop. It's embarrassing. Did everyone love your Jack Green Insurance Agency backpack I made for you? It's a little big, and I got sent to the principal's office because of it. The principal's office? Why? She said it was disrupting class. I was afraid the flashing green LEDs would be a bit much. She said the teachers were using their class time to call Jack Green. They said their insurance company went up on their homeowners, and they had to get a fast quote on a lower premium. Teachers work very hard, and just like the rest of us, they want to hang on to their hard-earned cash and stop paying too much for insurance. So you had to surrender your Jack Green backpack? No, Miss Principal needed Jack Green's phone number too. Your principal's last name is Principal. She said her wind coverage is too high and she wants to go on a spring break cruise for seniors this year. I see. Sounds like a lot of fun, Aunt Belle. You should go. I'm not quite old enough for seniors. But you're 50. Let's get on the bus. You'll be late. But I just got out. I've got homework. For long, little Miss Chatty.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack.
344-5393.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Join me weekdays for This Morning, America's First News. Hear the stories you'll be talking about and searching for all day as we go beyond the headlines and above the chatter with your first look at breaking news, money, Washington politics, technology, entertainment, entrepreneurship, and sports. We explain why stories matter. That's why we are referred to as the most important and relevant radio program. Join us weekdays for This Morning, America's First News.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, it's Executive Chef Rudy Rudolph from Bill's on the Beach in Gulf Shores, Alabama. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Now that's a food champ right there, Rudy Rudolph.
Yes, do you?
Back-to-back top 10 finishes.
Good.
Ooh.
Good for Rudy. I like Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy Rudolph from Bill's by the Beach down there in Gulf Shores. Fantastic restaurant.
All right, we got David Calmetti on hold. Here he comes.
Now he's on air. David, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you up to?
Let's talk about some good food.
All right.
I didn't know this was the sipping wine show.
Well, Mike always handles the whining. You know that.
Oh, that kind of wine.
But I love the no sway zone.
You can't sway me.
No sway. You can't sway me.
Yeah. Good stuff.
So what you got on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about something that's happening at the World Food Championship. It's an opportunity for some folks, perhaps. The championship at the war for the 8th through the 11th. Of course, we've talked about all the competition and such, and that's going to be fun. But there's also a tasting village where local businesses or businesses can sample their products and introduce them to the community, maybe test market a little bit.
Yeah.
It's sponsored by Walmart. And Alabama Coasting, as a state partner, has some space available within that tasting village for some of our Alabama brands. So,
like maybe a root beer barbecue sauce?
Maybe a barbecue sauce or something that they'd like to sample. There may be an opportunity for that. Desserts. Somebody's got cheesecakes or something like that. Or
what about a cannoli? What about a guy that can do a cannoli?
Well, is he looking to do them and sell them?
I don't know.
Yeah, actually, yeah, because you were talking about that last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and the interesting thing about it is this is the Tasting Village is sponsored by Walmart. So they're going to be some Walmart buyers there looking at these samplings as well. And yeah. And they've changed their philosophy. And you, Stu, you know this because you've at the university. They're actually very open now and actually searching out for regional partners.
Yep.
As opposed to just, it used to be if you wanted to be in Walmart, you had to commit to a million product, a million lines of product. And,
right.
But now they'll serve things just, they'll look for the right partner, and maybe your product is only in the Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi stores or something like that.
Right. And, you know, and Walmart has looked at what is going on in the grocery industry across the country, and they're changing with the times.
Yeah.
They're rolling with it, with Publix being as popular as it is throughout the country. Safeway is actually the largest grocery store chain in the country.
Yeah.
And if you've ever been in a Safeway or Dominick's or any of the grocery stores that they own, it'll remind you a lot of a Rouse's, just without the Cajun accent.
Okay.
And the Cajun music.
Right. It's you know, like the Dominick's up in Chicago, which are Safeways, have a Rouse's feel to them, but all of the ingredients are decidedly from Chicago.
Right.
When you go to a Safeway out in California, it's a lot of California ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. They're the largest supermarket chain in the country, and they are in North America, I believe, by far, then even Walmart's going to fall in line and start doing a little more local stuff, a little higher quality stuff as well.
Well, and what they're doing with the World Food Champs and their weekend demonstrations is really smart.
It's fantastic.
They're inviting, I guess, a team of champs from the World Food Championship,
mm-hmm.
and they're going in and doing weekend demonstrations using the fresh Walmart product, but creating top of the line dishes.
Right, the recipes
can make.
Are created by World Food Championship competitors, not a team of marketers. It's like, we'll take one from column A, one from column B, one from column C, put it on rice and call it teriyaki chicken.
Yeah.
Which is the way a lot of those recipe cards in grocery stores, and all grocery stores, are done. They just have a marketing team that has a list of different ingredients that you can choose from any column, put them together, and call it a recipe. And these are not done like that. These recipes are tested by professional chefs and home cooks that are unbelievably talented. So,
well, you know who's coming out, who's joining that team?
Who would that be?
Our good friend Chris Sherrill.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to be doing some Walmart sampling in the later in the fall, I understand it.
So. Absolutely. And
that'll be fun to watch, because Chris is so creative.
He is. He's very
fun. And he can make some stuff on the fly. That's going to be really fun to watch.
Yeah. At Food Champ University, someone had asked, has anybody ever seen Chris Sherrill debone a lionfish blindfolded? And everyone just kind of looked at it. They looked at me and said, have you seen him do it? I said, I've lost count of how many times I've seen him do it. And Chris said, I won't be doing it again. He has retired that trick.
His luck has run out.
Yeah. I've been to countless food shows that Chris was also at, and it seems like someone always drags him up to start breaking down a fish or a tenderloin or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited for what he's got on his plate, his new stuff. I know it's challenging for him, but he's going to really, this new role he's adopting is going to be something really perfect for him. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, same here. Very, very excited for Chris.
The other part of the sampling opportunity at the World Food Championships is on the product side, the equipment side. They're doing an innovation station, but it'll be a sampling thing much like the Tasting Village, but it's for new products. Last year, the oyster bed was a huge success that was rolled out.
I've got
at
one.
The World Food Championships.
I've got one.
Yeah.
Because I was in seafood category, and we all got to keep ours after we did our oyster for Rockefeller. Yeah.
That's cool.
Mine holds six. It's just enough, you know, to do like one order of oysters Rockefeller for a couple, you know, to start their dinner off, which I don't have to worry about because Heather's not an oyster person, but that just means I get all six oysters.
Yep. Yeah.
And we're both happy with that arrangement.
Yeah. So but, if there's anybody out there listening, or you guys know folks that are want to get more information or throw their name in the hat for either the sampling opportunities or
the innovation side,
have them reach out to me at alabamacoasting.com or david@alabamacoasting.com and send me an email. We'll be happy to follow up, and we're actively looking for some folks to fill those spots. I think we'll have some sponsors to help with that, so the price will be right, and it's an opportunity to show off. And really, you know, I think a test market opportunity.
Right.
Billy was there. Billy's Bacon was there last year,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, was the star of the show.
Me?
So they're.
Oh, Billy. You mean Billy. You mean Bill's Bacon. Yeah, that's the star of the show, too.
Yeah, well, Billy, too.
Yeah. Oh, can you remind us
hey, that's Billy, that's nice. Where's your damn bacon? Oh, excuse me, I can't say that online, sorry.
Yeah, 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 we too can. The now. FCC office is closed right now. Can you real quick give people a rundown of the Bo Jackson event that's coming to town?
Yes. That is a World Food Championship qualifying event. It's September 16th. We are looking for competitors both in the restaurant category, so we're looking for restaurant chefs who will compete to create a signature dish using Bo's Burgers ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're looking for, on the second competition, would be kind of a backyard grilling competition, putting a call out to local organizations, nonprofits that want to put a team together and cook their best version of Bo's Burgers. Mm-hmm. Modest entry fee, which basically cover the cost of your of the product you'll be using, the, right. the burger products. The backyard burger competition gets you, bragging rights, and there'll be a package of some promotional opportunities. It's really an opportunity for you to, you know, come out and talk about the mission and goals of your organization and have some fun.
Right.
The chef's competition is a World Food Championship qualifying event, so the winner gets a golden ticket to compete in the chef's category.
Yeah.
Both of those, we've got a on the WFC Team Alabama website, WFCTeamAlabama.com. We've got a page to apply for consideration to compete. We've also got tickets for $20 for general admission and $50 for VIP. Mm. The other element that will be happening is Sylvia's Biscuits and Po' Boys and Biscuits will be doing their own kind of sampling competition. They're going to create four different versions, dishes using Bo's Burger meat. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a people's choice to select the best one, and they're going to add that to the their menu for a time. It's a benefit for A Hero, which is American Heroes Enjoying Recreation Outdoors. It's our right. veterans group that we support. They're in the business of combating veteran suicide by creating bonding experiences for our vets, disabled and PTSD vets. Getting them out into the woods hunting or getting them out fishing and those kind of things. It's a really great organization doing
really
good work.
Is. Yeah, I appreciate everything that they do. So if we can help those folks out, I'm all for it.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, David, you've given us a lot of information here, buddy.
Whew. Well, thank you.
Yeah, Mike's over here still swimming at just the phrase innovation station. You should have seen how big his eyes got when you said that, because you know
Shark, I already wrote it down.
Because you know Captain Shark Tank here is going to be interested in that part of the village. He's going to be all over it.
Well, good.
He is a world class tinkerer.
I like to tinker.
You know, if we can give Captain Tinker a platform to show off his stuff, we're mm-hmm. happy to do that.
He means your barbecue sauce, man. Put your drawers back on. Nobody wants to see you dancing sauce. Around in your Wonder Woman underoos.
Thank goodness we are not Facebook Living anymore.
Yeah, I shut that down.
Thankfully.
Well, it gets a little
the
ugly
FCC
in
is
here
upstairs,
the last half hour.
All right, man. Guys. That's a lot of stuff. Whew.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling in. And, man, anytime there's breaking news about World Food Championships, David Calmetti will call in. We will talk about it right here on Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
One of our partners.
Yeah, yeah,
World
absolutely.
World Food Championship Team Alabama, Sip and Chew.
They
yeah.
are.
Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they are.
Anybody. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll have John come
folks.
On, too, if he wants to. tell us all about that dessert.
We need to get them on the show. All right, okay. David, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Speaking of Sylvia's.
You know, I want to go there. I've been hearing so
today,
much about it.
They start serving Sunday brunch.
I saw that.
Yeah. I'm not going today,
mm-hmm.
but it's on the menu in the near future.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been wanting to try it. Sunday is the only day, really, we have available to go,
mm-hmm.
but they've been closed Sunday, so we're going to have to try us a little brunch down there, see what Chris has got going.
Yeah,
are they downtown?
We're going to have to go ourselves one day soon.
Where is Sylvia's?
It's in Fort Condi.
Colonial Colony
or something. Yeah, it's Fort Condi.
actually
we know it as Fort
Port,
Conde, yeah.
Or in that Fort Conde village area.
Yeah. No, it's in that fort there.
In the fort.
In the fort.
Mm-hmm. The fort. Oh, oh boy. We come back. We're going to talk to John today from downtown Fish River.
Yes, sir.
I am interested.
Into the Road Bar and Grill.
Yeah. Fine establishment that doesn't officially exist. 3430106, but I have a feeling it's going to be all John when we come back.
No ID required.
When the kids are drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spoody, oody, drink wine, mop, mop, wine, spoody, oody, drink wine, mop, mop, wine, spoody, oody, drink wine, mop, mop, pass that bottle to me, oh, drinking wine, spoody, oody, drink wine, mop.
This is Ronan McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our DJ on Friday and Saturday nights starting at 10. Try our brilliant Blarney Burger, unforgettable Irish potato salad, homemade bread pudding, or it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. Non-smoking inside, but we have a lovely patio with big screen TVs where you can enjoy all sporting events. Every Sunday at 6 in the evening, we have a traditional Irish music session which attracts musicians from New Orleans to Seaside, Florida. Happy hour is 3 to 6 daily, so be sure to check out our website at www.mcsharries.com for specials. Come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharries Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama. You can't miss us. We're the ones with the big leprechaun over the door. 101 North Bancroft Street on the Eastern Shore. 990-5100. McSharries Irish Pub.
As a leader in business, the decisions you make affect every aspect of the company you guide. That's why you need a financial partner who will create every opportunity for growth, expansion, and acquisition. BBVA Compass understands your financial priorities, addressing your cash flow needs, anticipating future challenges, and we deliver local personal service backed by our global brand. Commercial banking from BBVA Compass, creating opportunities. For more information, visit bbvacompass.com/commercial. BBVA Compass is a trade name of Compass Bank, member FDIC.
War Eagle 2018 is sure to be exciting for the Auburn Tigers. Hi, this is Rod Bramlett, voice of the Tigers, inviting you and your business to be a part of this season's Auburn excitement. An Auburn sports partnership will let all Auburn and SEC fans know about your business and show support for the Tigers. Call Director of Sales Bill Roth for full details at 251-344-1065 extension 15 or just email bill at fmtalk1065.com. Auburn football starts soon, so get on board on your exclusive home for the Auburn Tigers in Mobile. FM Talk 1065.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Simon Majumdar, and I'm telling you to listen to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. It's the best food show on the radio.
He knows.
I wonder what Simon's been doing. I hadn't seen him. He rarely posts. I don't know. I don't see a lot of his posts.
Go to Instagram, brother.
Okay. But, hardly Instagram.
Yeah, he's been in London, I believe. Yeah, he's been doing some stuff. Recently, we lost a great chef.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just drawing a blank to his name all of a sudden.
Oh, okay.
One of the great chefs of all time just last week. Oh, my God.
Oh yeah. I don't remember either. I'd never heard of him before. But
really? Yeah. Simon says his restaurant in London is, in his opinion, the greatest restaurant of all time.
Oh.
I'm just drawing a blank. But anyway, John from Fish River's on the phone. I'll Google it while John's talking.
In here to bail you out.
There you go.
Morning, John.
Morning.
Oh, Lord. Hey, John, how you doing this morning?
To David.
What's
and,
that?
Did I get it straight that if you have a product, you can enter it in the World Food Championship?
No, that's not what he's saying at all. They have a tasting village there. And if you have a product, perhaps you can come there and sell it at the tasting village and demo it. It's not to enter into the world.
What qualifies that? You have to already be an existing producer?
No, this is for normal people. Even Mike can do it, go. They would let him do it. But do you have a product in existence? Because it has to be one that is for sale retail. It has to already have gone through the USDA stuff. But yeah, like some kind of bean spice from out there in Texas might go over well.
Yeah, or a Bloody Mary mix from here in Alabama.
Yeah. Joel Robuchon, by the way, was the chef who passed away recently. And his restaurant, Robuchon in London, I believe Simon said, is the greatest restaurant he's ever eaten at. That was the chef. I was just drawing a blank to his name. But go ahead, back to what are you cooking today?
Pork steaks with Crowder peas.
Oh.
I don't know what kind of potatoes, if there will be potatoes, trying to cut back on some of the starch.
Mm-hmm. Brown rice.
What else would go good with that? Crowder peas and pork steaks.
Cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Still some stuff, ideas from Noble South. Do your Crowder peas with wild rice and pork rinds or fried pig ears on top. And kale.
That sounds good. It was good.
It was when I had it there, and then and Stuart said cornbread. They did a cornbread. I'm drawing a blank. Cornbread. Blueberry cornbread.
You lost me.
I'm lost for words today.
Blueberry and cornbread don't go together.
Well,
but he
when
made
Chris
it work,
does it, when Chris good. Does it, he yeah. made it work. It was bread pudding. It was cornbread bread pudding.
Oh, so it was spoon bread. It's a Carolina thing where you use corn and a lot of milk and stuff like that, and you spoon it. It's not cornbread.
It's on the menu. It's blueberry kind cornbread
like
pudding.
Yeah. So it's like a Carolina spoon bread, which sounds terrific.
Yeah.
You go to the Carolinas, you're not going to find cornbread or hush puppies. You're going to find this spoonable corn goo. That's really good.
Sounds really good. The more I think about it.
Yeah.
When I was thinking about potatoes, I was thinking about doing a twice baked potato casserole. Have you ever had that? I found this at Greer's in the deli. And I'm telling you what, it was unbelievably good.
Which Greer's? Because I found
it. Not Locksley, that's for sure.
I was going to say, because each of the Greer's, I've talked to Lucy about this before, and each of the Greer's have their own little specialty. Like in Van Cleve, some of the best fried catfish I've ever had was there. And then in Fairhope, they had the best fried chicken I've tasted in a lot of places.
Linda, now, as far as fried chicken, Linda loves that Piggly Wiggly fried chicken. For some reason, she said,
I don't think I've ever had it.
Best. Yeah. I said, well, maybe we ought to put it on the chicken train. Go around and explore fried chicken.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, something else they have at Pig and Fairhope I've never had is a Crowder pea with a spicy brown rice. I couldn't believe it. It was pretty good.
I enjoy brown rice. And because it still has the brand on it, brand, no D at the end, which is what makes it brown, the brand. This is technical and not necessarily pleasant, but it gets it through your system faster.
Well,
digestible,
right? Which means your body, your body does not absorb as many of the carbohydrates from it.
Oh,
it's got the same amount. Your body just doesn't absorb as much.
What about wild rice?
Wild rice is really low in carb. But keep in mind, everything we're talking about, and Bill would be the one talking. Everything we're talking about is grass.
Yeah.
Rice is grass. Brain. Corn is grass. Wheat is grass. They're all forms of grass. So wild rice is very much a grass that grows along the U.S.-Canadian border that I think is delicious.
I've been eating corn on the cob like crazy.
Crazy.
While we got it. You know, while we got it.
Yeah, because you can never find corn in the wintertime.
Well, it's just not as good. Not from around here.
Not from Baldwin County.
Not from around here.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been tearing it up. John, how do you eat your corn on the cob? Do you eat it around or you eat it like a typewriter?
The best way I can get it.
Uh-huh. What is that? You didn't answer my question, huh?
Is there a psycho basis?
Do you turn it around and eat it that way?
I have. You know, I'll go halfway through going around and then going like a typewriter. Yeah. You know, like so I'm a typewriter. The best way I can get it.
Yeah.
I eat it like a typewriter.
I just generally insert the whole cob in and pull it out clean. just wrap my teeth around it, just scrape
Shrek.
Them off.
Shrek.
Well, Mike, let me ask you this. Yeah. Do you think about entering your barbecue sauce?
I've been asked, yes.
Well, you know, if a judge is familiar with it, he'll know what it is or whose it is right
away. Nobody's judging it. There's not going to be a judge tasting it.
It's just an offering, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just for the people who go to view it.
Mm-hmm.
To go to World Food Championships. It's not to be used in any of the competition.
Okay.
It's a flea market, basically. Mike's all about it.
Flea market. I like that.
Yeah.
I love me
that
some flea market.
Real good.
Yeah. Well,
that's free entertainment, man. You go to a flea market, that is all day long free entertainment.
Yeah. If you can't afford cigarettes, go to the flea market and just walk underneath the roof. You'll get
plenty. And the signs say no smoking.
Yeah.
And no walking your dogs. Yeah. And they do it all. They walk along walking their dogs smoking a cigarette.
The best entertainment
the dog is smoking a cigarette. That's when it's hilarious.
The best entertainment is at the area where they're selling animals.
Mm-hmm.
And to watch all the kids come up and pet the rabbits and stuff. And mom and daddy saying, we're not buying any of that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's right. All right. John, we only got a minute left, man.
We got to
wrap it up here.
Okay. Provolone to you.
Hey, thank you, John. Thanks for calling in. But I want to give a shout-out to Clarissa Russo, mm-hmm. Very sweet lady. She works in and around the restaurant business in Mobile. Today is her birthday. I guess she looks like she's like 19, but she's probably
12.
No, probably 24.
By the way, I got this.
But she's a real sweet server, and it's worked at a number of restaurants around town. You're just a real sweet
girl. Got the spam song ready.
Yeah, excellent.
But folks, get out there, support local, be local, buy local. Go try those new bikes out downtown. They're pretty cool.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
They're awfully green. But
yeah, they're limey. They're limey.
Here we go.
They're all over the place.
Hey, go try some Hawaiian food, too, because they use.
Provolone, man.
Provolone.